Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I got a very weird phone call yesterday. A buddy of mine in Los Angeles called me to ask me for permission.
What?
Permission. PXY Morning's Moose Breezy Breeze.
It's giving, may I have your daughter's hand in marriage.
No, but Breezy, I know I'm not the only one who has ever gotten a phone call from a friend asking for permission to date your ex. So ultimately, I felt a little weird about it because there's a million girls in that city. Why on earth would you want to connect with someone who has that much history with a close friend of yours? You know what I'm saying? I've never been this guy.
It's giving me the ick.
I've never been this guy, and I would never date a friend's ex if that was their person at one point. Okay. Like, if they went on one or two dates, who cares? Yeah. It doesn't count. That's different. But if my buddy was dating someone for 1 to 2 years, no thank you.
Right.
That person is officially off limits. But that's me. Not everyone has those same rules. So I said, yeah, man, she's an ex. I haven't spoken to her in quite a few years, but if you want to text or call her, go ahead, I guess. It was very weird to me that he would be interested in someone that I had dated on more of a serious level.
How?
Not the first time he's asked me, though. This is the second time.
Yeah, it's time to cut this guy off.
This is the second time.
He's literally only using you
as
a vehicle to meet girls. He said, whenever you're done with her, pass her my way. Okay, Johnny, thank you so much. Wait. Is this a thing? You said, like, other people may have been in this situation before. I have never in my entire life heard of this being a thing. Is this a guy thing? Because I know for a fact girls would not let this
Yes, they would. Girls are worse because sometimes they don't ask their friend. They just date the guy that they were dating behind their back.
Yeah.
At least from what I've witnessed. So the backstory is, when my hairstylist in LA moved away, I had to find a new stylist. And a friend of mine referred me to this salon in Beverly Hills called Giuseppe Franco. Well, the girl who was cutting my hair did an amazing job. And I didn't want anyone else to touch my hair. The negative, though, was it was $130 a cut. So I had to figure out, how can I reduce the cost of these haircuts to make them more affordable? So I just started dating my hairstylist, and I never paid for another haircut.
Oh, God.
So long story short, that relationship kind of ran its course. So my buddy and her have been talking already for a couple weeks now. Okay? I found that interesting because I thought he was calling me yesterday to ask for permission. Well, apparently that's not the case. He was calling because he wanted to do some digging. He says, whatever happened to you guys, he wanted dirt. I'm like,
oh, so he wasn't asking for permission at all.
That's what it felt like. And I find this funny because I don't think a lot of women know that men gossip and try to get the tea on women just as much as they try to get tea on guys. I think the only difference is women will run straight to, are we dating the same guy, and ask 42,000 random people for dirt. But I found it interesting that he only called because he wanted intel.
I would never speak to this man again. Consider that the last phone call we ever have together. We share that moment, and it's over. This is the second time he's done this? No. At that point, he's just using you as his own personal Bumble.
Well, He is a close friend. The first time it didn't really work out.
Clearly
whatsoever.
He's close. Clearly. I mean, he's very close.
I don't know why people would want to do this though. I mean, I appreciate him asking for permission. I do.
Also, was she the worst?
No, she was a very sweet girl. It just ran its course. She was very sweet. Just here's the thing. I think why I never really saw a future with her. I enjoyed the haircuts. She did a really great job with making me look pretty. But ultimately, I was like, you know what? This is great, but for how long? At what cost? Because she started talking about the cost of a haircut, cost of a shape up. Well, she started talking about wanting to get a place together. And I'm like,
How long did you date?
I don't know. Like
6 months.
6 to 8 months. And I'm like, you have three dogs straight out of hell. I got to cut this off immediately.
Yeah, it's so tough.
And do you know how hard it is to go from getting your haircut at Giuseppe Franco to Supercuts? It's a very different experience. But decisions needed to be made. So I guess here's the thing. If you want to date someone's ex, you have to ask for permission.
I think if you're even asking for permission, you know in that moment that it's wrong and you shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't even.
No, well, I don't know, right? I mean,
it's so gross. It's so grimy. He clearly has a fetish of being Eskimo brothers, and it shows. Like, get a grab. No, you're unwell. No, you need help.
I think it's the right thing to do, but I think it also depends on the level of the relationship.
The things men will do to not go to therapy. It's insane.
Like, if you went on a couple dates with someone, no. If you dated more than 6 months, yes, you should ask out of respect, just so you're not kind of stepping on anyone's toes. But it blows my mind, the people, now we live in different states, but it blows my mind the people that don't ask their friends, especially in a city like Rochester. It's like you're going to see this person out eventually.
Also, you're not that good of friends if you are just going to pop up somewhere with them.
Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. One to two dates, three dates, fine. But if you've been with someone for a long time, why would you want to do that?
So gross. Ugh. Gosh, I'm just also we're missing a whole side of the coin here. Why would she want to do that?
Right,
why would she want to be with someone who's friends with her ex?
That's a great question.
That you're going to run into
now.
Maybe not anymore. You don't live in LA, but
tell me if I'm in the wrong for this. He clearly called me last night to get info, but I didn't want to forewarn him. I thought, you know what? I had to figure this relationship out all on my own when I was with her. You do the same. Call me in 3 months,
right,
and let me know how it's going.
Call me in 3 months when her dogs have destroyed every single pair of your shoes and she's looking to get a place with you.
Now, if she was a huge cheater, I would tell him, you know.
I wouldn't.
But that wasn't the case.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't at all, because it's like, hey, you're kind of betraying me. Go do what you need to do.
Is it a betrayal, though?
In the ass.
I haven't talked to her in years. Is it really a betrayal? I don't think so. Let's hear from some of our listeners this morning, because I know some of you got a lot to say about this. Let's go over to Adriana that's texting in. What's up, Adriana? If my feelings are done, I do not care. They can date my ex, but I do agree they should ask for permission out of respect. We have somebody saying wanting to date a friend's ex is so gross to me. And I don't understand people who want to start something intimate with someone that their closest friend was with. Yeah, well, people do it.
Disgusting.
People do it. Tim says, absolutely not. Two adults do not need permission from a third person to date. I dated a buddy's ex for almost a year after they broke up. Never felt the need to call and ask if it was okay. So you never, none of your friends have ever dated somebody that you casually dated?
This is all me?
Yeah.
Oh, ew. What? Also, not the same team.
No, I know.
Not at all. Also, I think it's so strange because guys like don't care about this, but girls would never. Girls would never.
That is such. You're full of crap.
If they do.
They do.
I'm never speaking to you again.
Girls,
I'm never speaking to you again.
I know plenty of girls that have called their girlfriends and be like, "Do you think it's okay if I go out with Tom? I know you guys were together for 3 years."
No, it's not a thing.
People, the women do it.
Actual girls wouldn't do that. I mean, girls who hate other girls for sure. Girls who are just obsessed with boys, for sure.
Years ago, I was dating a girl, and after we had broke up, I think 6 months went by. So I jumped back on Bumble, and I matched up with her cousin didn't realize it was her first cousin, but she knew who I was. So she goes, do you think this is weird? I said, what? She goes, well, do you think it's inappropriate if we go out even though you dated my cousin? I was like, who's your cousin? And I go, yeah, that's kind of, she's not going to like that at all.
We're running out of options here, Moose. We really are.
Damien says, damn, Moose, good on you for being clever and getting those free haircuts. I need a new chiropractor. Any tips?
God. Hi, my name is Veronica. I'm going to snap your back and snap your heart.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 58.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
5252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
At California. Not all heroes wear capes. Some just wear a very nice button-down shirt. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, and celebration of EMS Week. Local leaders announced a new training program that's aimed at developing the next generation of emergency medical technicians and, of course, paramedics right here in Monroe County. Funded by $4.2 million from the American Rescue Plan Act, the initiative is basically removing financial and logistical barriers for a lot of people who are interested in advancing through this career path because sometimes there's a heavy cost involved.
Right.
People can't afford it. But this recent funding gives people a real chance at this profession. The program also covers tuition, school supplies, transportation services, and child support, which is huge, especially if you're a single parent. Graduates of the program will be certified to begin work with an EMS agency, helping address the ongoing shortage of emergency medical personnel. Adam Bellow had said that this really wraps around those support systems that prevent people from entering this type of work. And I think that's what makes this program so special, is that we're removing those common barriers. So if anyone listening wants to change up their career path and apply for MCC's EMT and paramedic classes for the 2025 fall semester, the application deadline is in 3 weeks from now, June 1st. You can sign up now on MCC's website.
Get those sign-ups ready.
I said it once, I'll say it again. I'm thinking about going back to MCC to take a class.
What a nightmare.
I don't want to go for a whole semester. I just want, you know, maybe just class. Maybe a language class. Maybe a different language, something.
Just Babbel is a great option as well.
Knowledge is power, Breezy. Don't forget that.
Or the Rochester Brainery.
585-252-9800 is the number to call or text in with your hot takes for there. I said it. Lydia from Greece texted in and says, cheating isn't always wrong. Sometimes it saves a relationship. Oh, that's so profound.
Right.
God. Would hate to be in a relationship with her. We'll get to more of your unpopular opinions coming up next on the show.
98BXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in her hometown of Houston. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
That time in the morning where we'll get to all of your hot takes and unpopular opinions, because it's time to clear
the air.
585-252-9800. Kristen is weighing in and says, being occupied all the time doesn't make you interesting. It just makes you unbearable. There I said it.
Being occupied?
Yeah. Being occupied all the time.
Okay.
Another word for busy, I guess.
Yeah.
Laura says, if I have learned anything in the last 8 years of being married, it's that you can love someone and still find them unattractive. Harris said it.
Ooh.
Well, I hate to be that guy.
It's really tough pill to swallow there.
It really is.
Hey,
let it rip this morning, you guys. Anything goes.
This person says, I still want to be invited even though I can't go. People are the absolute worst. There, I said it. I agree wholeheartedly.
I can't go, but invite me anyways.
Yeah. Why didn't you invite me? Well, I knew you wouldn't go. But it's nice to get an invite. I'm not here to cater to your feelings, Susan.
Damn.
Thank you. But seriously, like, at the end of the day, if you say no enough times, people are going to default to your answer being no. And that's the risk that you run by declining invites to places. I'm sorry. Not here to cater to your feelings.
You hear it first, you guys. Having a kid to find purpose is one of the most selfish things you can do. There, I said it. And yes, I'm speaking to my sister.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, classic. Having a kid, people do it, though. They will pop out a kid. I need a change. You know what I mean? I need a new accessory.
Right, of course.
Let's have a kid. Be so fun to dress him up.
Kelsey's here. She said, I don't understand the new Pope thing. Why is everyone freaking? There, I said it.
It's the first American Pope ever.
So we literally were driving home from New York, and my mom, the whole 4.5 hour car ride, was just like Googling and researching the Pope. It was like, oh my God, the Pope's from Chicago. I'm like, okay.
Deep dish pizza for all.
Literally.
Who else is here? 585-252-9800 to text in. No one actually likes running. They like pretending they're better than people who don't run. There, I said it. Yeah, I could see that. I think I can see that. I'm not a big runner. I will do it because I have to, but I don't enjoy it.
Me running the Lilac 10K on Sunday's crazy. I'm not really even training for it, so.
No, you're going to do great, but come on. Who runs for fun?
I do. I run often for fun. I do. I think there.
What's fun about running?
There's a runner's high that only certain people feel, and if you don't feel it, then yeah, I can see why it would be absolutely miserable.
But are you getting that high afterwards?
Yeah, during and after. Yeah, but mostly after. It's a feeling that's completely indescribable. Truly.
I don't know if I've ever gotten it. I've played soccer for like 20 years. I never got. It's the worst part of the game was running. Let's go to John that says, sup guys, it's John from Brighton. I feel stupid, but I wrote you guys a love poem because for the longest time, I thought you two were actually dating. Oh.
Let me vomiting my breakfast up.
Here it is. If you want to read it, I sure do. John, where is it? Oh, this is beautiful. Should I read it?
Sure.
He actually wrote a love poem for Breezy and I. In a meadow kissed by twilight's hue, lived Moose so strong, so kind, so true. And Breezy, light as a summer's song, danced through life where hearts belong. Moose stood like mountains calm and wide. She moved like wind with grace and pride. Their laughter echoed through the trees, a symphony of whispered breeze. So Moose and Breezy, hand in hand, built forever in softest sand. Two souls, one rhythm, bold and free, a love as deep as any sea.
Was absolutely beautiful. Notes. I have notes.
That was beautiful, John. Thank you. Tell me you don't feel some sort of spark. Tell me you don't feel something.
A couple notes for the author. Moose strong, hilarious, and you using the word pride to also describe me, also on brand. But yeah, we love a nice pop in a GBT. You know what I mean?
I'm strong. You know, I'm sick of having to feel like I have to prove myself to you every morning. All right, let's go to one more here. Let's go over to Liz, who says high school graduations are dumb. There, I said it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm honestly not trying to hate on anyone who enjoys it, but to me, it just feels like a forced ritual for something that doesn't deserve that much fanfare. God, some people are really hateful when they do this in the morning. You're telling
it's
me
like
you don't.
I went to school for 13 years. I can't walk across the stage and get accolades for that?
Yeah.
You're a monster. That's diabolical.
Yeah, you're a monster, Liz. So you really don't feel anything at all after that poem? I don't know. I feel something.
I feel ill.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.